Well, there'll be fewer police reports.
Yeah.
7:13. All right, so we were discussing yesterday, and it is kind of our charge. Oh, real quick, Bill Flores will join us in about 20 minutes. That's a day early, but because of the vote yesterday, he's agreed to join us this morning. So we'll talk with him live from D.C. Yesterday we were discussing how College Station is seeking a name for their skate park.
Right.
Which is it's off Rock Prairie Road, right? I mean, mm-hmm. It's right
there. Southwood Athletic
Complex. Yeah, I mean, it's right there, and which is kind of neat. So anyway, I'm thinking we need to, I don't know how many suggestions they've gotten already. I just came up with a couple today that I thought could get the ball rolling, maybe. First one is Southmost Amateur Skating Habitat.
Okay. That's way too wordy.
Well, but you usually take the first letter of each word.
Uh-huh.
There'd be the Southmost Amateur Skating Habitat.
Sash?
No, Southmost.
S?
Smash.
M.
Smash. Oh, okay.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
Or how about the Family Recreation Athletic Complex?
Frack?
Yeah.
They got Brack in the north and Frack in the south.
Yeah.
That would make sense to me.
That's right.
Because you got Brack, yeah, as you said.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Frack.
All things to do in Bryan College Station exist between Brack and Frack. That's we all know that.
Yeah.
We all know that.
It's like, hey, I'll meet you at the Frack at 4 o'clock, you know? And just say it. Just a couple of suggestions, that's all.
Hang on.
Thought that'd go over better than that.
You got me thinking. Now, what did FRAC stand for again? Family, Recreation,
Athletic Complex.
Uh-huh.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be
FRAC, yeah. Okay, so there.
Talk amongst yourselves. Okay. I've got something working in here.
Our Family Recreation, you know, and Interplay Complex.
Yeah. In the meantime,
would be Frick.
Yeah, Frick. So right. I think I was actually going more toward the idea of bodily injury.
Well, anything that spells it right.
Cheesecake Factory, healthy. Did you hear about this yesterday?
Huh.
I mean, here's the kind of the...
I got it.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. What, you got the computer saying it?
No.
Oh, okay.
The Family Recreational Athletic Complex for Total Unrestricted Recreational Education. Or Fracture.
One more time.
The Family Recreational Athletic Complex for Total Unrestricted Recreational Education.
See, and we're just radio pond scum, and we've just come up with this in the last few minutes. So this is something that obviously the more intelligent members of the audience, and there are plenty of you out there, because, you know, what makes us smart is our audience.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, my mic was on.
What makes us smart is our audience. So,
that's
you know,
right.
Anything that
that's
you might come up with. And I'm sure that you could probably email it to the Parks and Recreation Department or something there in the college.
We'd appreciate
station.
You emailing us, too, just so we get a chuckle.
Yeah,
news at WTAW.com.
Yeah, just copy us. That'd be good. All right, anyway, Cheesecake Factory going healthy, the restaurant best known for its ginormous portions of wonderful stuff and those insane calorie counts, now going with their skinny-licious menu. This won't work. This will be a fail.
Yeah, who goes to the Cheesecake, and I've never eaten there, but who considers the Cheesecake Factory as a healthy alternative?
Yeah, I think I've been, I think I've eaten there once. The menu will have 40 items from appetizers to desserts with way fewer calories between August 8th and
with way fewer calories, that's a nebulous term because if the slab o' cheesecake has 900 calories in it, way fewer might be 700 calories.
Right. Yeah. You're right.
And that's still a lot of calories.
Well, here's what they're doing. Between August 8th and the end of September, all 150 locations will roll out entrees under you like that,
uh-huh.
didn't you?
Yeah.
Under 590 calories.
Right.
Okay. And 12.
Under how many?
590.
Yeah, well.
That extra 10 to 600, that's way too much.
Well, that's the idea. Yeah. Well, there's a local eatatorium here that I went to the other day that has a menu for under 563 calories.
There you go. Under 563?
I think it was 563. Maybe even 573.
They had a couple of things that came in at 561.
Well,
and
they
just
won
could,
that.
Yes.
563.
Yeah.
What, can you not take a radish off and get it down to 563?
What I mean. Yeah.
But I think at 563, I mean, you know, that's three diet meals. You know, that's three lean cuisines.
But you know what? Right
darn
here.
Near.
Yeah.
Right here
two
we're
of them
talking.
Anyway. Uh-huh.
Here we're talking dessert. desserts. Like, yeah, this is something you need to be having anyway.
Right. Uh-huh. Hey, let's go to Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. They got slab cheesecake for less than 600 calories now.
That makes it all okay.
That's right. I know we just finished off some, you know, a pile of cheese fries, but hey, come on.
12 appetizers for under 490 calories.
No, wait, though. If you get an appetizer and then you get the entree,
Chase,
you're
stop
still,
it.
You're still
stop
knocking
it
on the door of 1,000 calories
stop
for
it.
One meal.
Stop it.
I know. Spoiled
you're not
sport.
Making any fun out of this. No, not yet. We're over it, actually. That's $4.90 and $5.90. That's
oh, okay,
that's,
yeah. Well, if you get both, is what
oh,
I'm saying. I mean, if you get the high calorie appetizer and then the I'd like to find. Do we have? Yeah, let me see here. Cheesecake Factory. Mm-hmm. If I could only spell,
it'd be so nice.
Factory.
And if there's some place that you could go to type in,
was it called their light menu or whatever?
No, it's called Skinnylicious. If you just want to do that,
Skinnylicious.
Yeah,
menu.
Yeah. Here's a quick fact about the chain: it earned the top two slots as the worst foods in America list. Cheesecake Factory's Bistro Shrimp Pasta has the same amount of calories as 14 Krispy Kreme glazed donuts.
Oh my goodness!
That'd
and people be, see shrimp and probably think, oh, it's got to be healthy.
Yeah,
it has shrimp
be
in it.
2,730 calories, just if you're counting.
Good
so
gracious.
Got that going on for you. Grab a call. Yes. Hello.
Morning.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, you need to get the coach to record a sound bite where he screams, "Fat means flavor."
Oh, I like it. I like it. What'd you find?
Oh, all sorts of things on here. Yeah. I mean, this is fascinating. So,
the Skinnylicious menu?
Well, let's see here.
Do you need to leave early?
Let's see. Here we go. See some of the lower calorie menu items Cheesecake Factory.
Right. Okay.
And we're going along here. Let's see here. We have the herb-crusted salmon.
Yeah.
With lemon sauce.
Oh, good.
And assorted vegetables.
A saucette.
And they have, it looks like they have baby carrots with a little stem. Why do they leave the stem still attached? Just because they're baby carrots?
Well, it's kind of like umbilical cords. You ask. The nearest one, I guess, is...
Oh, three burgers, each served with a green salad.
Oh.
We have the turkey burger with fresh mushrooms and garlic. The veggie burger made with brown rice.
Uh-huh.
What's farro?
I don't know.
F-A-R-R-O.
Some sort of a wheat thing.
Black beans, beets, and onion.
Oh, that sounds really terrible.
Looks delish.
Okay.
Then we have the Asian chicken salad. Looks like a big pile of coleslaw sitting there.
Nearest one's the Woodlands, just so you know. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's the only one I've ever been to.
They got one in Austin on research.
Oh, yeah. By the way, here he goes. The traditional Cheesecake Factory will, of course, menu will still be available, including their farmhouse burger. You ready for this?
Yeah.
That'd be a hamburger topped with grilled smoked pork belly, in other words, bacon.
Yeah.
Cheddar cheese. It looks delicious, by the way. Cheddar cheese, onions, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, and a fried egg.
Yeah.
Comes in at more than 1,500 calories.
Perfect. I don't see a problem.
Yeah.
That's a full day right there.
Yeah, just
that's everything.
Just skip lunch.
Yeah.
Skip breakfast and lunch eat dinner there.
That's it.
Call
that's
it
all
good.
You got to do.
Yeah.
Drink, you know, carry around these 64-ounce jug of water up until then. All right, next half hour. We don't have time to do it today. Right now. Next half hour, we have the top 10 party schools, and we have a new number one. So
we're going to talk to Bill Flores next half hour too.
Yeah, so. We are. That's what I mean. So we're going to
but
after the congressman, we will talk about the party schools.
Yeah. Tell him to cut it off.
I was going to say, I dare you to tell him that.
Yeah.
Hey, can you speed it up there, congressman? I know we're talking about the debt limit, but we got to get to the party schools and talk about what's really important here.
In the meantime, and we need to actually kind of drill down and find out more about this. I don't know the entire story. I'm just going to tell you that a judge has ruled against the makers of quilted northern toilet paper for suing the makers of Cottonelle Ultra for stealing their quilt design. Okay.
TP battles.
Apparently there's an executive vice president there someplace whose job is to take the different squares of all the new toilet paper
and
put
examine them.
Yeah, make sure that theirs is not being stolen.
I think this
stolen.
Is a little too similar. We need to talk to somebody about this.
Has how it's made, have they done the toilet paper? I haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen I'm not aware.
If there happens to be one.
Because how do they put those prints in it and not tear it? Because, my goodness, that stuff falls apart, you know. Of course, I guess it's supposed to.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now.